The reign of God's free. But it can be costly. I remember a couple of years ago, a wonderful article I read by a young man who was a Baptist missionary in the Philippines. And he told about one Sunday at his services that he led. A young 14-year-old girl came to be baptized. And she walked forward to be baptized carrying a suitcase. And he baptized her and then asked her later, "Why did you bring your suitcase to services?" And she went on to explain that she had been visiting for some time and learning about Jesus. She had grown up in a Muslim home. And when she had told her parents of her decision to become a Christian, they informed her she couldn't come home. That she was no longer their daughter. She had no place to live. And so she brought her suitcase because to choose the kingdom of God meant giving up a place to live. Grace is free, but grace is not cheap. The best illustration of this I ever heard was by a man named Juan Carlos Ortiz. He teaches on the parable of great price this way. He says, imagine that Jesus is the shop owner. And you come into the store and you say, I understand that you are offering to people eternal life and joy and peace and inner fulfillment. And Jesus says, yes. And the man says, I want that. What will it cost me? And Jesus says, oh, you don't want it. You can't afford it. Yes, I do. What will it cost? Everything you have. Everything? Everything. Do you still want it? Yes. Well, what do you have? I've got $10,000 in my savings account. Give it to me. Okay. Now, can I have the king? Well, is that all you have? Yeah, it's all my money except for my wallet. Oh, you've got a wallet? Well, yeah. Well, how much is in your wallet? He pulls it out. $20, $40, $60, $100, $120? Give it to me. Wow. That's everything. I mean, there's not another nickel back in my house. You got a house? I got to have that too. You want my house? Where am I going to sleep? The garage? You got a garage? That's mine too. Well, where am I going to put my car? You got a car? Well, how am I going to explain this to my wife? You got a wife? Well, who's going to take care? What? No, never mind. No. What were you about to say? Who's going to take care of my kids? You've got kids? It's all mine. All of it. And finally, the man says, Lord, I've got nothing now. I've given you everything. And then the Lord says, okay. And now here's how it works. I'm going to give you that money back. But it's not yours anymore. It's mine. And anytime some good, worthy cause comes along that would bless my name, you make sure that you use my money. And I'm going to give you that home back, but it's not really your home now, it's mine. Every time a missionary needs a place to stay, or you hear of a small group that needs a place to meet, or some young people need a place to hang out, you just make sure that my house always is available. And I'm going to give you the keys back to that car, but it's not your car. So when you hear of a widow that needs a ride to church, or you see someone beside the road that needs a lift, you be sure my car is available. And I'm going to give you that woman back. She can live with you and sleep in your bed, but you remember she's my woman. Don't you ever get rough with her. Don't you ever give anything to her but unselfish, sacrificial love. And those kids can grow up in that house and you can raise them. But they're my kids. I want nothing less from you than devotion to them becoming what I want them to be. This is life in the kingdom of God. The kingdom is a sacrifice because it expects your life. And it's a gift because it gives you back the only kind of life you can never lose. Now, does that sound like a burden or a bargain?